Locals only on News Talk 1590 KVTA. It's officially summertime, and the learning continues. Some of our kids are in summer school. Guilty. Some folks are just learning all the time. So please welcome to the show the co-founder of the Learning Success Institute right here in Ventura, Mary Emma Willis. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm glad it's finally warming up, except right now I see overcast. But
no,
the last few days have been pretty nice. So love it because, you know, it's 100 and something in some areas. But
yes,
on the coast, we're pretty lucky.
Which is a good excuse to go see you at your offices, and we'll tell everybody where you are in downtown.
There you go. So we're at 1147 East Main, just a little bit out of downtown.
Nice yeah. And cool and smart,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So now we've been talking about the CARES principles, mm-hmm. CARES principles. So we are on the S now, right?
Yes, we're on the S.
All right.
So we've done celebrate the child you have, accept your role as your child's coach, respond to your child rather than react,
mm-hmm.
expand your views of how and where learning takes place. And so now we're on the S, stop supporting bell curve definitions of intelligence.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
trying to figure it out.
Do you know what that means?
I don't know. Part of my head was, standardized testing, don't listen to what they say, or, you know, Common Core, just accept that, you know, I went through all sorts of things, and I said, I'm just going to ask.
Well, and it does have to do with standardized testing because, you know, years ago these systems were put into place for school and education, and it turns out that in science, whenever you measure anything in science,
mm-hmm.
like how tall mountains are or how deep lakes are, anything in the world,
mm-hmm.
or heights of people, if you take a whole bunch of people, measure their heights or weights or whatever,
right?
Anything you measure in nature, and then you graph it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bringing back math, you know, if you guys can remember your math classes and you graph. So if you plot the points,
right,
it becomes a shape like a bell.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's what bell curve means.
Gotcha.
And you've seen it. You know, you see it in pictures, diagrams, on TV. You see that thing. And especially if you've gotten back reports from school testing,
mm-hmm.
somewhere on there, usually there's the little diagram of the bell curve.
Yes.
So that you can see where your kids' scores, you know, are.
Right, right.
So anyway, if you measure anything in nature, it turns out to be a bell curve. There are, like, you know, shorter people at one end, not so many. As you go up the bell, there are more,
right,
that are, you know, a little bit taller. And when you get to the top, the majority are in that top, which we call the average.
Okay.
And then as you get taller and taller and taller, you get fewer and fewer people, right?
Right.
So you might have a few people that are 7 feet tall, but not very many. So that's the other end of the bell curve. That's
gotcha.
The high end, the other one's the low end. And, but, you know, we don't judge how tall you are.
Right, right.
We don't say, oh, you're on the, you know, right side because you're very tall, so that must be really, really good.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, A pluses for that or something. And then you're on the very low side because you're short, so you must not be very smart.
What's wrong with you? Exactly.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? So you're the F people over there. And then the middle, you know, most people are what, 5'4", 5'5", 5'6", the average.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are average.
Right, okay.
Okay, so somebody got the bright idea, and you guys can look up the names if somebody's really, you know, interested in who started this whole thing, but they started testing kids, this was a long time ago, and realized that if you tested enough people, you just make a bunch of questions, make up a bunch of questions, anybody can do this, and you go and ask a bunch of people.
Right.
Okay, well, a few people will get one or two right. As you go up the bell curve, you know, you get that average that will get maybe four or five right. Let's say we have 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the other side, and you'll have a couple people at the end that get 100, that get all of them.
Right. So the people in the middle.
Yeah, so they're considered average. And because, again, it's something in nature. You're asking people questions. You're making up a test. It turns out that you get that same bell curve if you ask enough people.
Cool.
But here's where the weird thing comes in. We're judging that. So we're saying you're not very smart if you only got one or two. You're very smart if you got all 10. Mm-hmm. And you're average if you got four, five, or six.
And that really bugs some parents.
Well,
and some kids,
should.
Too. It drives my daughter the perfectionist. She's just that it makes her absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and in a way it should, because here's the real reason for that. Because the tests are biased for a certain kind of learner. When you think about it, somebody made up a test and called it an intelligence test.
Right.
But there are many different kinds of intelligences.
Oh, that's true.
So what if you made up an entire test that was more a musical intelligence test?
Oh, see, I'd fail that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we could call it an intelligence test, and we can say, well, Kelly, you're not very smart.
That's true. Well,
you
yeah.
see?
Right, right.
And someone would, you know, just go off the charts on it, and they would be on that right side of the bell curve way down at the end. So they would be the brilliant ones. But if they took maybe the standard intelligence test we have in the education system that's called the intelligence test,
right?
Maybe they would fall on the left side and look not so smart on that one.
Interesting.
So it depends on what intelligence test you're going to use, except that we only use one. And so only certain types of intelligences, certain types of brains, are going to score, you know, low, mm-hmm. middle, and high. If we switch it, if we get an artistic one, a spatial one, all the things that I can't do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. I was thinking of the back that I don't think they do this anymore. Remember the presidential physical fitness, and there were always like the four girls who were like the real big athletes and the five
yeah.
guys, and they had all the patches
yeah.
on them. I failed those no matter how hard I tried because I am just an out of shape couch potato. I just, no matter
yeah.
what I do, I used to dread those things. Ugh.
Yeah, so again, it just depends whether it's a physical test, an emotional, a mental, you know, a learning test.
Right.
If you switch out the test, you have different people showing up in those different places. You know, if there was some kind of test for a person who's great at doing radio.
I still wouldn't do good on that, Miriam.
No, I think you would. But see, that's what I'm saying. You have such a nice voice, and for radio, I mean, I don't, you know, I listen to you, just your introduction, I go, wow, I love how that sounds.
Oh, thank
I'll
you.
I'll never sound like that. It's not, you know, it's not my thing.
Oh, stop.
No,
but you're
I'm
really
serious.
See now. On the flip side, I couldn't do what you do because you're very
yeah.
articulate at getting the educational information out.
Well, there you go. But that's why we need everybody.
Right.
And we all have different interests, different intelligences, different talents. You know, different things that we're bent for. And so, I just want people to realize this, because when they get that piece of paper that has that bell curve,
mm-hmm.
and for some kids, it's almost everything they're testing on is on that left side.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're not very smart, or there's, you know, a problem, they're not learning, and all of those, you know, thoughts and feelings that go through your mind as a parent, but also the kids, because they know.
Right.
And we need to change that. So even though that's just the way it is, and not just the intelligence tests, but the standardized tests do the same thing, We've been going through, you know, all of the different ways of learning, over the years, and now we're doing the CARES. If you celebrate the child you have, accept your role as the coach, respond rather than react, expand your view how and where learning takes place, then you will stop supporting the bell curve definition. So don't look at your child, in other words, in that way as, oh my gosh, not very smart. What's going to happen? No, let's look at all of the brilliant things your child does. Where are the talents? Where are the skills? Where are the interests? Where are the natural abilities that child was born with? And that's what you're going to, you know, encourage. And as you encourage those things, then some of the weaknesses will start to come along as well. But we don't want to view our kids as a standardized test score.
And it's funny because my daughter just took her first SAT a couple weeks ago, and she, I said, how'd it go? She goes, don't want to talk about it. She said, I was lost. She said, I had no clue what they were asking for. She said, so this one doesn't count. I know. I felt so bad because I took the SAT and I thought it was easy. I didn't do real well on it, but I, you know, so I was like, oh, multiple choice. I rock at multiple choice, you know, and I just went right through. But she was just, I guess she overthought it, or who knows. But so, yeah, bell curve right there. There's the SATs. There's the classic.
Yeah, and when, you know, you're answering a question and a flat piece of paper, especially those people, I know a lot of people can relate to this, and you know, it's one of the trickiest things. Multiple choice for people who are certain personalities are terrible questions.
Yeah.
Because they always can think of, well, what do you mean? If it was this, it would be that one. And if this, it would be that one.
It's exactly what you were saying.
Sometimes it's all of them. And it's not that they don't know anything. It's not that they're not smart and intelligent. They don't know what you want to know.
That's what she kept saying. A lot of the questions, she said, well, they could have been this answer depending on that.
That's
what were they asking? I mean, if
that's
this, then depends on that. She said, so I didn't know what they were asking.
And in a way, that is a much smarter view of that than the person like me. I'm serious, who got all A's but never thought about any of it at all. Obviously, the teacher would want this one, so I'm picking that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you just learn it, you know, if you're that type of personality. But these other types, they're questioning it, and they're going, well, they're thinking about it. They have the bigger picture.
Right.
And that's really, that's pretty smart. So,
thank you.
So that's... and this was their PSAT, right? The practice one, right?
I feel bad. I don't remember. I think so, yeah. The one going into junior year. So the she's a senior,
so hopefully. And, you know, you can practice online. You can get other ones to practice because it's getting sort of the hang of it.
Yeah.
But, again, remember, there are lots of celebrities. I read an article not too long ago about some pretty smart people that are celebrities that still remember their SAT score and are kind of ashamed of it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Me too.
You know, but I'm saying that doesn't mean anything. It just means these were the questions on that day on this piece of paper. If we had other questions,
we'd
switch places, and the person who got the higher score would, you know, get the lower score, and vice versa.
Right.
But it doesn't mean anything about how you are in the world, and especially not about how kind you are and how compassionate, and relationships, which are
the
really even
matter.
More important than whether you've memorized the states and capitals or
exactly yes.
whatever we have to memorize.
It's been a while. So Mariama Willis, the co-founder of the Learning Success Institute, you can get all this information and so much more on the CARES principles and the learning styles and your learning style. Maybe you're going back to school, whatever, or you want to help your kids out because they're just starting and you're just lost. Where do we get the info?
Yeah, so you can go to learningsuccessinstitute.com. Lots of free information there, and you can sign up for our newsletter. And also, we have a book, Discover Your Child's Learning Style, and it is sort of republished again on Amazon. And
cool.
You can actually just Google, discover, not Google, put in discoveryourchildslearningstyle.com, and go to that URL, and it'll take you right exactly to where it is. And it has the CARES and FIT principles in it, and it also gives parents little activities and exercises to do, just little things to think about to you know, really be able to value these particular items here. We've done CARES, and now I think we're going to be off for a couple of weeks here, but when we come back, I'm going to go through the FIT principles.
Ooh, FIT principles, something to look forward to.
For the rest of summer.
Exactly. It's summer, don't stress, chocolate chip, right? Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Emma.
Okay,
happy 4th of July.
Same to you. Bye-bye.